Sí. Okay, well, welcome everyone to Daylight Academy. So I know there's probably some that are going to be popping on here. If there's any background noise, so just *6 to mute. So today we're talking about the power of, we're talking about habits. I'm really excited about this topic because this whole month, that what we've been focusing on is loving our body into excellence. So the topic has been body and health. And the first week, we worked on shows like looking at our body image. And then the next week, we really, talked about what we wanted to create in terms of health. So I encourage you, those that just joined us, to go back and listen to that call. Last week we focused on food, shifting our energy and our relationship around food, and also releasing addictions. And it was interesting because last week, usually when I do energy work, I'm not always, when I do group energy work, I'm not always plugged into to feeling like the results. I don't know why. I probably could just change that. But this time, it was interesting because I noticed that the past week, I always have like some little sugar, whether it's in a drink or something, there happens to be sugar. And I noticed this week that I hadn't had sugar. And I could tell because, in the afternoon, I would kind of be like, I kind of want something. And then I couldn't find anything, so I would just, have a piece of fruit or something. And so just listening to that, participating in that call, and facilitating that call last week, I had shifted around sugar. So I definitely encourage you to go back and listen to that, set that attention. So today we're talking about habits. And just to refresh us, the first thing we're talking about is I wanted to review our mindset tool for the month. And that is every month, for those that are new, every month we focus on one tool. One tool, because I know that success is directly interrelation to how we think. And so as each month you focus on one, exercising a different way to think. Like, for instance, this month is keeping my word, keeping my word to myself. I kind of feel I'm going to think I hear some typing, so I'm just going to start first as a second. And as we focus on that, it shows up in the kind of, if we say we're going to eat something or not eat something, and then we don't, we keep our word. We're staying in integrity. And that is essential to building confidence. And confidence, again, leads to the amount of the abundance that we welcome into our life when we know that we trust ourselves. So today's topic of habits is really connected, right? Because when you think about the habits that we have, that are good, that really support the unfoldment of our highest potential. And then there's habits that actually say something different, that we have habits when we're less in integrity with who we say we are. And so there's power my intention for this call is that you are able to release a habit. So first of all, I wanted to do a little, or release a habit that has not served you. So I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping because first of all, I wanted to, welcome Isabel. She is new in our group. Some of you might already know her from the inner circle. And, I know you're like on, do you want to say hello? I'll unmute you, Isabel. Hi.
Well, thank you very much for greeting me and allowing me to be with you.
You're amazing. You're amazing. I've known Isabel for quite some time now, and so I'm so glad that you're on this journey with us. I think you'll really love ALAC. And Isabel, actually, we're working on it. It's been probably almost two years. It's been
2 years.
Long. I don't even. Yes, and I was just telling her that when she was a private client, VIP client, and I think working with her, with you, Isabel, brought it into my mind, that the idea of living in Costa Rica, because Isabel's from Switzerland, right? You're from Switzerland?
Yes.
And she speaks many languages. She's a PhD. She's very smart and expert in Waldorf. But she's also has lived in Costa Rica and raised her family in Costa Rica. So it probably was an accident that I put that into my awareness, Costa Rica. So
well, here you are.
We have quite the international group, and Kate's here, and she's in Australia, and so hi Kate, she might be on mute, and I know there's some. I want to encourage you all to really take the time. I know sometimes things happen, we have life gets in the way, but there's one thing that I always do. I'm in a couple of different masterminds with my mentor, for my business, and then also for my training. And I put it on the calendar. I put those calls on the calendar because it says that it's me being a pro in my life and taking that time and carving that out. It says that I'm important, that my transformation is important. And so it's there. And even, there's been times when if I didn't get a run in, I don't always recommend it. It's better to be present, completely present. But there's times when I've problem solved, and I've listened to a call when I've been on the plane, up in the air, even if I had to get Wi-Fi, or I've been in between planes, or catching another flight, or in the car with my kids. We've been on vacation. I'll like plug in. I'll call in, and I've had to put it on mute. So because I'm committed, and so there's power in that, and power in this group. Another part of my, I just wanted, in terms of housekeeping, I am hosting a webinar tonight on Affluence 7.2 Upgrade. And just to get, I'm also announcing ALIFE. So we're going to have some new folks into our group, which is really important because I feel that the more, not a huge group, but that we have more in this group, there's just more energy, more contribution, more that you're here to support each other. So I love that dynamics. And you'll also notice that that the program investment has gone up. So it's $527 a month, not for all of you that are already in the group, but you'll notice that. And I've also added, I've upped the sessions, the 15-minute sessions. I am changing that to 20 minutes. So it's 6 20-minute sessions. And the reason I'm doing that is I am, my focus and my intention is that you absolutely get the best results. And so 20 minutes, I mean, you have the weekly energy work, and then just having that little extra, it's not so rushed, and we're able to really give you what you need. You can get clear a lot if you're focused and you say, okay, these are the three things I want help with. And you focus that on the private session, we can get that first. So you'll notice that is a difference. And then I've also added a 2-day mastermind. So we'll have a retreat here in Costa Rica, and that will be next May. So for those of you that want to participate, and you could just extend, you know, if you've come in December and you just want to extend at what you've been paying monthly, that is fine. You can tell us later. but just so if anyone has any confusion about that, I wanted to give that some clarity about that. So talking about habits, does anyone have any questions about that before I go on? The housekeeping. Okay. And so for those calls too, like Isabel's new, we have vouchers, and there's a link in the Facebook group. So everything we do is in the Facebook group. And if you have any questions, you can ask, message Robin about in terms of the office stuff, the admin, because she handles the back end. But there's a link and you can set up a time throughout the year. So thinking about habits, I used to drink, like, what is it? My son is just turned 8. So when he was a baby and all up until then, I used to drink about 6 cans of Diet Pepsi a day. I can't believe that when I think about it now, how toxic that is. But I remember I was going back to school, when I got married to my husband and I had stopped drinking coffee and so I replaced it. I replaced coffee with drinking Diet Pepsi because it has caffeine. And going through school, graduate school, that's what I would drink, or Diet Dr. Pepper. And it was like by my second baby, I remember my short-term memory just felt really spotty. Like the maintenance guy could come in and tell me a bunch of information and I would not remember. I couldn't remember, even though I'm working on my PhD, but I could not remember. I thought it was just like, having babies because you're up all night, you don't get much sleep. And my energy was just, I would wake up and drink these Diet Pepsis to function. And, I did work out, but when I think about it now, I felt like crap. I thought that the way I was just part of being a mom, that I had, young babies, and that, I was in my, mid-30s, and it was just part of getting older. And it was one time when it was actually all around the same time when I discovered energy work, when I had this light bulb moment that I shouldn't have to feel this way, because I also had depression and I had anxiety, and, I Googled and I discovered emotional freedom technique. So that was my path to energy work. But what did I do with the Diet Pepsi? Well, I replaced it, I replaced it with green tea. Now, some people don't like for me with green tea, there's lots of antioxidants. It is, it's something that I will have like a cup in the morning and maybe something a little later, but it doesn't have the same addictive, properties. Like I could drink a Diet Pepsi if I was at a party or at, I would have it all the time. It was an addiction. And, with green tea, it replaces something in my brain, but I don't have the same kind of draw. In fact, if I have too much of it, my body naturally doesn't like it. It's like, okay, you're done. And so the reason I'm sharing this is that, I had an addiction, and even that addiction was, a replacement for it earlier, when I was a drug addict. And so our brains are wired. Like we have a certain response. There's a cue response. Like our brains are just like computers. And so, whether you wake up in the morning and, there's a wire like, okay, I drink a Diet Pepsi. Well, the reason I'm sharing that is because we have these habits all the time. And our life is full of habits. And there's a book that I read that was really helpful in understanding, kind of breaking it down, how our brain works and understanding how habits shape us and how to tinker with them to get the habits that you really want. And so what I found is that when I was drinking that Diet Pepsi, I wasn't operating at the highest level. It didn't feel good. It was an addiction that I didn't feel free. I mean, if I went on a trip, we'd be buying 6 packs of soda. And, the work that we're doing here in A-Life is moving through the five levels of excellence. So if we were to go back and review it, and some of you, if you're in the Facebook group, you can Google the five levels of affluence and look at the A-Life infographic. It'll show you, so you'll see what we're getting in the course. But the first level is assess, when you kind of find out, like, what are your blocks? Clarify is the second level, when you're clearing your blocks, you're connecting to your vision and purpose, you're creating a plan, how to realize that purpose. The third level is shift. This is when you're changing your thought patterns. You're raising your financial vibration. You're taking inspired actions, right? So these are things that you have all been doing. The fourth level is expand. This is the sweet spot, the fourth and fifth level. It's when you're identifying and taking leaps. You're stretching your capacity to receive more. It's in that zone where things get better and better each day. You're finding out what are those hidden drivers that are preventing you from really having the life that you want and say, okay, let's get to the root of it. Well, what I love about this, the reason we're looking at habits, because this allows you to get, when you are mastering these habits, choosing the ones that no longer serve you, releasing them, and finding more empowering habits, that's when you're in that, what I call the E zone. And then the fifth level, just to go through, is sustain. And that's where, because we're never done, we're always growing. We may go back and reassess our vision. You know, do I want a bigger vision? What is really, how does this align with my purpose? Am I mastering my thoughts? And then you're just focusing on, it's still all about mastery. Maybe you're going back to those circles of affluence. And looking, okay, well, I've really grown in creating abundance in my life, but now I want to focus on my health. Or maybe my health is my first priority, and then I'm going to focus on, you know, my relationships. So those are the five levels of affluence that in living an A-Life. So first of all, I wanted to ask you, I asked you when we did the prompt for today's call, write down what is the habit that you want to break free of. And you can write it down in your journal. And I have a few questions for you, like, how is your habit a form of bondage? Because there's something about, you know, when you really see how it is a form of bondage. I would drink a green tea latte from Starbucks. And now moving to Costa Rica, I am free of that. My son said to me once, he said, you know, if we would have a lot more time on our life. We would have a lot more time if you didn't drink green tea lattes. Because we would always, that would be like part of our habit routine. We'd go there first and then we'd go somewhere else. So looking at how is your habit a form of bondage? How willing are you to let go and release this habit on a scale of 1 to 10? And what is the payoff in keeping the habit? So, and that's really important to like look at that, like what is the payoff? Because you know, even with, I shared with green tea, if there's something that you're getting from it, otherwise we would still have it, whether it's sugar or, you know, whatever those things that we have, there's a payoff in it. So it's important first to be cognizant about it, and to be honest before we do this work to clear it. So the book that I'm recommending to look at, it is called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. His last name is Duhagg. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. I absolutely recommend this book because he really shows you how your brain is wired in a certain way. So often we think, gosh, you know, like we might criticize ourselves. You know, I used to have a pattern of, you know, eating, I mean, really like always having like something sweet in the afternoon. Like when I say I haven't had sugar, it's not like that anymore, but it tends to be in somewhere in my diet, but it's not like I have this, like I have to have, like I don't eat cookies and stuff like that. But I used to. It used to be a habit. So often we, you know, we do something like that. We'll eat cookies or there's something that we think we don't want to do. And when we do it, and then we feel bad about it. But when you understand that your brain is just wired, that you have a cue. So a cue is like a signal that, you know, when I get up out of bed, what's the first thing you do when you get out of bed? Do you drink a glass of water? Do you go to the bathroom? Do you open up your book and, like, read or pray? Or, you know, what is that first thing? And so there's a cue, and then there's a response. And the response is that habit, that thing that you do. And then there's the reward. Well, if you understand if you're able to take your habit and step back and analyze it, then you can look at whatever your cue is, because your cue is not normally going to change if it's part of your life. But you can replace the habit with a different habit. So there's not, like, you know, I replace Diet Pepsi with green tea. And, you know, or I could replace it with a green smoothie or something. It would probably be even healthier. Or like water with lemon juice or something like that. So you're taking the habit and you're replacing it. And eventually the brain will just take it. The way the brain works is there's so much that goes, I forget, like, I was looking at the statistics in this book, that is on autopilot so that we don't have to waste time, you know, our mental energy trying to make decisions. So have you ever, like, you know, driven somewhere and, like, you just know how to take your kids to school or take them somewhere because you're just on autopilot. Your brain already knows. And it's like, okay, I got this. You do this all the time. So that reading that book really helped me, I read it a few years ago, just to step back and say, okay, what is this habit? Whether it's I get up in the morning and I put my running shoes down and it's just a habit. See, my running shoes, my clothes is the first thing that I do. So it's looking for you. Because when you do that, you no longer have to choose, am I going to go work out or not today? Or am I going to eat a dessert or not at dinner? Like, if that's something that, then there's like a mental debate whether it's a good choice or not, if it's just a decision, well, you know, I replace it with this if I'm going to have some chamomile tea or something. So the power comes before you make the choice and make the habit, and before the trigger sends you the message. So we think that often that we're weak, that we can just white knuckle something, like just have more discipline. But this will really help you, like, when you step aside and say, okay, what can I do? Does anyone want to share, like, and problem solve a habit with the group? You don't have to, but if you want, we can. Or what would you do? Like, what is a habit that you want to change today? And I'll see what we have. I didn't see so many. I see, like, see here. Not too many people have shared so far here. I think here, I'm looking at what you've all shared. And if some of you are listening to this later, you can go back and listen. I mean, you could add to the Facebook group. Because today's a really powerful call, and I haven't, but it has to, it really comes from being specific about what is that habit that you want to work on.
Sarah?
Yes.
Yes. I think many people have this habit of using food as a compensation of because you're frustrated, mm-hmm. so you eat a little bit of chocolate or because you have to do the dishes and you don't like it, so you have a cookie or something like that.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, no, that's a good one. And so if that's a habit, then what would be a good replacement?
Finding help to do the dishes.
Finding help. So it's actually just looking. Is that a habit for you, Isabel?
Well, yes, it's one of my habits. So what I try is to drink something sweet before the evening, a juice, mm-hmm. something. So I don't need the sugar. I really don't need the sugar after eating.
Yeah.
But then I try to put my children also to help me with the dishes, because really it's frustrating to be 1 hour every night.
Yes. I actually invite you, Isabel, to have them do the dishes. Are you cooking?
Yes, I cook. At night, I cook.
If you cook, then it's someone else's turn to do the dishes.
Yeah.
So that would be whether it's asking them or even for me, like I've been making this really, we make this wonderful tea with, I should call it infused flower infused mm-hmm. drink with flor de jamaica, hibiscus flowers, and ginger and turmeric and cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And we'll put a little bit of stevia in it. And it's this really refreshing, refreshing drink. And it's very cleansing and restorative to the body. And so that would be something like, I kind of feel like I'm having a sweet from having that. That would be one thing just talking about it a little bit, Isabel. How would that feel if you invited your family to do the dishes instead of you?
Well, my husband helps much more now.
Yeah.
And the children, they have a lot of homework because they are even 13 hours out of the house, you know,
mm-hmm.
to go to school and back. And so it's late for them, but at least each one has to take care of his dish. And I try to let everything clean before we sit down.
Yeah.
So after the meal, it's not so much.
Yeah.
Well, I try that, but I really ask them to help and to clean their place and to let the table clean, and then I just do the few pots. But
do the few pots.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because so it's finding out what. But do you feel resentful?
Yeah, because it's an old story from as I was a child. You know, I was the first girl, so I had to do the dishes. So it's still there.
Yeah, well, it's a choice. I mean, in our family, everyone has different roles in the family. But in my mind, if the person who cooks doesn't have to do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So I do the dishes. Like my daughter, I have an 11-year-old. Like she and my 8-year-old will do the dishes. They clean up. And my 5-year-old, my 5-year-old, a little bit, you know, she could put the silverware and stuff away. But they will all clean up. Not always, but I always give them two choices.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if I will say something positive, like we don't always have dessert, but if there was like a treat involved, I'll be like, whoever, if the kitchen is clean, we can have a dessert. We can have a, they'll clean it really fast. So that's a funny thing. They're really motivated if there's something that's in it, right? So that is, I mean, that's something we can work on today.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So that habit of, because there's something, I know it sounds small, Isabel, it sounds small, but it's those little small things where we say, it's saying that I matter,
mm-hmm.
that I'm important, my health is important, and that it's just like standing in our power. And as we shift, everyone else has to shift in the mm-hmm. family dynamics. So we'll definitely work on that today. Does anyone else have some other things? Let me see if there's like kind of a funny day today. I say, someone on the web, it's on the webcast. Let me see if someone's, see if anyone's pointed out anything specific. Okay. Well, we will work on, we will definitely work on the habits that were put here in the group today.
Hi, Terry. So Kate here.
Yes,
hi.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Hi. I just realized all the habits I posted were not at all food or health related. I just realized they weren't. Does that matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, this month is about the body and health because it's all connected. But it's all connected. So yeah, if you want to put this thing about creating, let's see. This is the one thing I will say though, is that it's interesting because I've really been training heavily, like for this half marathon, and in the past year I've been training. And the way I train now is a lot more serious than I did a year ago. And before it was just like I jog and I'd run. And it has really made all the difference in my business and how I show up and the energy, my focus. That is kind of a plug for why we focus on the body and health, because even though it might seem like, oh, I have this habit of, I'm going to work out every day, do something for my body, that it will actually connect to to creativity and to creating that space for work. So if you see something else that you think about, you can also add it to the mix.
Yeah, cool. I'll put something else down.
Okay. So let's see here. Everyone just take... go on.
I think if we take ourselves seriously, then our work would also be seriously.
Yes. It is so true. I mean, it's just... It's so connected. I'll give you an example that, like, when I started running, the past several months, when I was running, my knee would start to hurt. And if I had not been in a coaching program, and I have a pro triathlete coach, and I'm part of a community just like you're part of A-Life, and I would say, because it hurt. And my mind would say, oh, your knee hurts, you need to stop. You shouldn't go running 10 miles, your knee hurts. And I'm afraid, my fear is that if I keep on running, it's going to get really bad, and then I won't do other things like surfing and other things that I enjoy. And what if it gets torn or you can't ever run at all? Like all these other things, kind of come in. So what I would do if I had been on my own would be to stop. I'm going to walk. And, and I probably would have not continued running. And that's what happened because I was a runner how many years ago? And then somewhere before having kids, I got injured. And then every time I would try to run again, I would run a little bit, like 2 miles here and there. But the kind of running I was doing, like long distance, I would get injured. And then I would start to feel a little pain and then I would pull back. And so what training has taught me, and also having a coach has taught me, that to check in with that, I would clear it energetically. So I'd feel the pain, I would clear it, and then the pain would go away. It was interesting. After 5 minutes, it would go away, and I would be fine to run. Later on, it would feel a little like there. I would feel some swelling and stuff, and I'd have to put ice on it. But I kept on problem solving because I'm committed to running. I'm committed to doing this race. What is the solution? And I found an awesome body worker, and after a couple sessions, she was able to, because I'm all tight in my hips and everything's all connected, and she was able to release it, and now I don't have pain in my knee. And that was it. And the reason I'm sharing that is that it's the same thing whether it's our business or, like, we get these messages the way we process information. It's like, oh, I gotta stop. This is too much. Common sense is I gotta pull back, right? And what I've learned in my training is like, no, that's not always so. I'm committed to what I want to create, and I'm going to problem solve my way around it and find a solution. And so that has helped me immensely in my business. If there's a challenge in the business, then I problem solve it. And does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, that makes lots of sense, yeah.
Yeah, the whole idea of problem solving. So today, I love this topic of habits because this is the ticket to freedom. I mean, when you can just like step back and say, okay, this is my habit. I am the master of my thoughts. I am the creator of my own life. And what habits do I want? And we don't have to take them all today. And that's why I said we could put like a few, three, but really set the intention for this session. What is that one habit? What is that one habit that if you were to replace it with a different habit, that it would create a shift in your life? And I want to preface this with there's a story in Charles Duhigg, The Power of Habit, and there's a woman in there. It starts with this woman. I think her name's Lisa. She, like, her life was a mess. She smoked cigarettes. I think she was alcoholic. She just in so many areas of her life, she was really overweight. Her job, everything, right? Well, she got in her mind, there was this idea of doing this challenge, like in the Sahara Desert. Because she was like, she was really unhappy. And she's like, I got to have a goal. She had this like light bulb moment. Just like I had the light bulb moment to, there's got to be a better way. She had a light bulb moment. So she set this goal to, I think it was to cross the Sahara Desert. And she's like, okay, what do I need to do first? And she decided, well, first of all, I need to quit smoking. And so having that goal and that why, she ended up quitting smoking. And then within like a year, her whole life changed. She quit smoking. And then, you know, I think the way she started eating and she started training, she started doing half marathons and then marathons. She lost weight, like her, the kind of job she had, like her disposition, everything in her life shifted. Her brain, all these researchers were studying her because her brain actually shifted. It changed. And so just thinking about that, like what is that one habit? They call it, Charles Duhigg and researchers call it a keystone habit. Like for me, actually, it was Diet Pepsi. Like you could see, like when I even talk about it, I'm a little embarrassed to say I drink it because it's so, I mean, it's like, oh, that was Patera, you know? It wasn't that long, you know, it was like, what, 8 years ago? That was my life for like 10 years. Crazy. So what for you is that keystone habit that by replacing it, it will shift other things? For me, in my next up-leveling in my life, I have chosen to train. I'm actually, my long-term goal is to start, I'm going to start doing triathlons. Because I know that having this habit and changing, it's what I want to do in my life and my business and everything, it's so connected that this will actually shift my capacity to hold more, just everything. It's not just train to just do a race, if that makes sense. It's all so connected. So for you, what is that keystone habit? Does anyone want to share what that is today?
Tara?
Yes.
Can I speak? Or who?
Yes. Hi, Megumi.
I just joined. I have a job. I just finished my class. So you're talking about the keystone habit, and the first thing came to my mind is the late night eating. I've been changing diet for the last 5 years and really doing a little work around that area, but you know, even if you're eating good food, you're eating at the wrong time and wrong amount, it's still you're gonna create the disorder. And I'm kind of doing that, and it's very hard to see and for me. Because it's soothing that to, to eat at home. I mean, eat late at night.
To when eat at night?
Home. Yeah. So
what
that's...
Mm-hmm. So you think that by changing that, it will change other... So the
oh, completely.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm ready. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple things here. Like what we talked about earlier is also like being able to go back and analyze it. Like, there's some things that it could be, but it may be different with where your lifestyle is. But if you were to wake up early, really early mm-hmm. in the morning and go to bed earlier,
mm-hmm.
would that change
mm-hmm.
it? Or we talked about replacing mm-hmm. the habit. Could it be drinking herbal tea?
Yeah. I think when I come home, that eating is like a habit, and I come home, I play music, so like coming home later than most people, and
mm-hmm.
I mean not every day, but
yeah.
When I come even when I come home late, and even when I'm not so hungry, it's like
yeah.
a pattern. Eating
yeah.
is like a pattern, so
yeah.
Replacing it, yeah.
Yeah, so what would you replace it with? Because it sounds like it could be. I know when I've been on my own, like it's sort of a way not to feel lonely or to feel connected,
yeah.
you know? And
yeah.
so it could be like picking up the phone and calling a friend or, or just, so it's like knowing like the cue is I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And then
just
what would I replace it with?
That's
that
right.
would be maybe taking a bubble bath,
mm-hmm.
or whatever
mm-hmm.
that is thing that you'd always
that
you'd always want to do. Well, what we'll do, I want to make sure we have enough. So share that in the group, and we can also brainstorm together, or you
mm-hmm.
can see what it is. Because the thing is that we're not coming from a place of I should do better, I should do this, I should do that, because it's. But my approach is let's clear the block, let's
mm-hmm.
align and create a different pattern. Like you came on a little later, but I was sharing how I haven't had much sugar this week from our last call. We had a call last week and we did energy work, and it wasn't like, okay, I'm not going to eat sugar and then I'm just going to have to not eat sugar. I just haven't had a desire for it. In fact, my husband, we went to the store and there was these homemade healthy chocolates. Like dark chocolate with peanut butter.
Mm.
It was, they make a lot of homemade stuff here. It's locally here in Nassara. And it was interesting. I did eat it. I had one piece of chocolate. But it didn't taste, I just didn't have a taste for it. Like before I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. It, because of the energy work. So let's see what we're going to, for everyone, I want you to think about that habit that you have that you are ready, that is a keystone habit. And it's going to be different for everyone. I am really good to see that habit. I am ready to release this keystone habit. I am, energy is weak on it. I'm ready to release it. I'm ready to let it go. I'm ready to be free. I'm ready to release this form of bondage. I intuitively know or I'm attracted to things that are good for me. I'm ready to replace this habit with an empowering, uplifting habit. So think about what could be that habit for you. And not from someone that would actually feel good. Maybe it's, finding a new, I don't know, like I said, like a wonderful herbal tea that's amazing, that, is really soothing, or I don't know, what thinking about what could be that replacement habit. Let me see what everyone has. Let's see here. Let's see what Kate has. Okay, so I am, in that case, it's sort of releasing the habit. It's also, I intuitively if it's a habit of exercise, I am finding time to exercise. I let go, I release that it's too hard and getting bored. I have resilience and persistence. I'm committed to my health. I have commitment and follow through. I am attracted to the to exercise that supports me, sustains me. So it's also I'm creating a structure for success. So I'm working on, which is the beauty when you're in the call, I can work on specifically what you're asking for on it, Isabel. Is that the Keystone Habit or is there a different one?
Well, it's a major one. It's a major one, especially because it's when I have to do something, I feel inferior, you know, because I had to do it because I was a girl, but my brothers didn't have to do it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to tell you a story, Isabel. So this is what I did. For better or for worse, when I moved to Maryland, my husband would come home really late. He'd come home at like 8:30 at night. And so I really felt like I was a single mom. Things were not like the best at sometimes. I try not to talk about it, but, you know, it wasn't. So when I would cook, and then he would come home, he was really tired. And I get it because he would, you know, it was an hour and a half commute sometimes. Mm. And then an hour and a half commute. And then at night, you know, he was tired. He didn't want to do dishes. But I also was running a company and taking the kids around, you know, doing the whole thing, then cooking a meal and then have the dishes and, you know, the cleanup. So I boycotted cooking for a long time, like, because I just decided that I didn't want the resentment of cooking and then having to clean up. Now, mm-hmm. my husband's very funny because he didn't play my game with me. he said, okay, so we'll go out to eat, you know, or we do takeout or whatever. He was fine with that. And eventually I was like, okay, enough of this, like, you know, and coming back to Costa Rica, like, or coming here, you know, it's good to eat at home and everything. I'm not recommending this, but what I'm saying is that I took care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I didn't want the resentment, and the kids were fine. I mean, the way they eat, they eat pretty healthy, but I mean, they would be happy with mac and cheese and broccoli every night. And so the reason I'm sharing that is that there is a way, it's like, okay, I take care of myself first. So I'm going to plug into that first.
Mm-hmm.
I take care of myself first. I am important. I'm worthy and deserving. I love myself. And then I help extend that help and love and support for others.
Mm-hmm.
And so something as simple as, let's just do some work on that. That it's safe for me to ask for support.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just clearing something. That it's safe for me to ask for support, to draw a line in the sand, to create new standards, to create new rules in my home. I am the leader. So for those of us, not everyone has a family, but it's like I am a leader. And even Megumi was sharing that I can say, because you've also shared in the inner circle, you know, being a leader of a band and writing music, that I'm standing in that power. I am a leader. So I'm a leader in my family. And that part of being a leader is like, what is okay and what is not okay. We need to set new rules in this house because this isn't working for me anymore. And I'm standing in my power. And that as I speak, I am honoring my truth. And mm-hmm. that it becomes more, it's a very simple little thing. Like we're just talking about dishes, but when it becomes about, I'm honoring my truth, I'm standing in integrity, that, because it also is tied to health and to the amount of energy, right, that we have to give out in the world. And so let's just clear with that. That's, it's safe for me to honor my truth and to stand in this position of being a leader. Is there anything in childhood that you're ready to release right now?
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone there is a shared thing about, you know, just really inhabiting that power, that space of I am a leader. I'm asking for what I want. It's safe for me to ask what I want. I let go of using food as a way to placate my emotions, and I release using food as a way to comfort myself. I'm getting all the comfort and love that I need. I'm receiving all the love and comfort that I need right now. I take good care of myself. I'm a good mother of myself. That's what really this topic is really about, being a good mother to ourselves. Even if we're a man, it's still, we have to mother and father our, you know, being a good parent to ourselves, being a good nurturer to ourselves. It's kind of like, if I don't do that to myself, how can I expect others to be to myself? Okay, so we want to align with that. Now, anything in childhood that's preventing you from aligning with these affirmations, it's time to release it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I got into the root, there's still some toxic emotion. If there's any self-loathing that is coming up, there's toxic emotion, self-loathing. Okay. Anything in childhood, again, a little bit self-loathing. That feels good. I honor my body. I cherish my body. I have a healthy relationship with food. I'm replacing kind of like disempowering habits with empowering habits, and I intuitively know which one to focus on. I'm focusing on that one. I'm standing in my power. Let's see. No, that feels good. It feels good. We're also going to balance out the fourth chakra because it's coming up here. Okay. Yeah, I love this topic, though, because it's like taking one habit and actually changing it, replacing it. It's like a hinge habit. I mean, this is a real, this can really like rock the year. Okay, so I want one of the things to think about, to share in the group, what is that keystone habit? And you might have something different as you think about it, and that's fine. But we worked on that today. Let's see with Kate. I'm motivated, inspired to find exercise. I'm connected to my why. So it's also connecting it to my why. And well, I think you're gonna like this challenge, the A-Life Activator that we have this week. So that will help get on board with that, Kate.
Great.
Yay, so everyone feels good with that. Let me see if there's anything else that we need in terms of just plugging you into a vibration of like that empowerment and freedom, the confidence, that feeling that you have when you replace a habit with a new habit. Because I know, I'm sure you've had, we've all had things that we've shifted somehow in our life, right? Maybe it was when you at one time ate junk food and then don't, or, there's maybe you smoked cigarettes at one time and now you don't, or there's something. Just remember that feeling. It's that same vibration that you can apply to this habit. Very cool, very cool. So today's A-Life Activator, every week we have an A-Life Activator to step into this vibration. Now, this is a different one because it's a different one because it's going to go longer than just for the week. So I want you, step one, to set a goal. set a goal that's a 100-day challenge.
Cool.
100-day challenge that you'll be consistent with. It could be, so I have just started a 100-day challenge with training. That for 100 days I will train. I don't on Sundays because that's part of my training to rest on Sundays, because rest is also important. And the reason I did the 100-day challenge is because I'm pretty good about working out, but sometimes, like, my husband's out of town or, you know, it'll be a little challenging to problem solve. You know, and if you have kids and then the day can get away or whatever. Those are my excuses. I won't even go there. That's my excuse. So I would, you know, there's a day here and there where it wouldn't happen. And so I want to have absolute consistency to shore up the gaps in my mindset. So I've done this 100-day challenge. I think I'm on day, let's see, I think I'm on day 11. I started it again. And for you, what could that be? It could be running every day. It could be doing yoga. It could be walking. It could be, you decide what that is for you for this challenge. And step one, I want you to choose a race that excites you, that sounds interesting, and sign up for it. So write this down. Step one, choose a race.
What does that mean? Sorry, I didn't understand.
A race. Okay, so choose a race, like in the next few months, that excites you to sign up for. So that's combined with your challenge. So if it's dancing or something, maybe it could be something else. It could be some sort of event, but mm-hmm. or it could be a walk. It could be, you know, maybe, you know, like it could be a 10K. It could be a swim. I don't know. There's some open water swimming things I've seen here in Costa Rica. It could be a bike. It's just choose something. I mean, and maybe there's some other ones that I haven't even thought of that would be, a race that would be interesting. So sign up for it. Step two. We're starting a 100-day challenge of consistent training for this race or fitness. It could be dance too, if there's something that has to do with some sort of competition with dance. But just define it, or it could be with yoga. But there's something about a race that you know it's a defined event to train for. There's something very empowering about it. Step three. Is announce in the group what both your race and what is your 100-day challenge. And step four, post. Ideally, every day, post in your group how you're doing. So say this is day one or this is day two of my challenge. You could take a picture of something or a view or something else that kind of reminds you of your challenge to share it. And then step five is if you – for some reason fall off, like a couple weeks ago when I was traveling, I had to go see a doctor, and the doctor said I couldn't run that day. And so I had to start my challenge over again. I just couldn't decide if I should go against his orders or not. And then I just like, whatever. So I had to start over again. I recommitted. And that's okay. So this is really, the reason this is important is because you will exercise your mindset muscle. Your ability to trust yourself, your confidence will grow, and you will shift. I am like in a different, it really will raise your vibration. And it's as you keep this commitment to love your body and to excellence. And it doesn't have to be, not everyone has to be, you know, a runner, but you can share, we can problem solve like what that could be for you. It might be interesting to see what you all come up with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sounds fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. It'll be fun to see what kind of
Sorry, I couldn't just read all the five steps down.
Okay.
The first is choose the race.
Choose a race. Race. R-A-C-E. Like
an
event.
Sorry, yes.
A race. A race. Yeah. And then we're going to do a 100-day challenge of consistent consistent training every day.
Yes.
And then share in the group.
Okay.
And then ideally every day share in the group to really think. And thinking about this as part of living an A-life.
Okay.
Part of living an A-life. Last month when I was on vacation, I was like surfing in the morning, going for a run, then snorkeling for 2 hours with my daughter. Then we like went salsa dancing or surfed in the afternoon at sunset and then went salsa dancing. Like I, at my age, I'm 46, would never have been able to do all of those activities, but I have, my training has stretched my capacity to contain more. And so I can train, I can have a full life. I, you know, go hiking with my kids and, you know, run a company and also train and stuff. And so this is part of living in that expansive zone. So fun, fun. I'm sending you lots of love. If you have any questions, just post in the group, and I'm excited to see what you all come up with.
Okay. Tara, how do I enter the new group, the new A-Life? Do you send it to me on a Facebook?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. We're going to Robin or I will do it after this call.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Gumi. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.